Every direction leads to truth. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Every direction leads to truth. Now, we all have the idea that the direction we're going is the right direction. We all have the idea that the thing that is most important to us is the right thing. We all have the idea that whatever we are doing is the most important thing in the world. Well, it's not. Every direction is the most important direction in the world. Every direction is the correct direction. There are 7, 10, 9 billion people on Earth. It keeps growing, and it keeps exponentially growing. And these people all have ways of going that they think is important. They all have the direction that they think is important. Now, have you ever met a person who thought they were going the wrong direction? Have you ever met a person who thought that what their direction was in life was more important than somebody else? Yes, indeed. All the world is filled with people who have the idea that their direction is the right direction. All 7 billion. Now, it's growing very fast, and growing very wonderful, and growing very beautiful. And everyone has the right idea. Now, what is your idea? Is your idea that I'm going to be a happy, vibrant, dynamic person? I'm going to be a person who cares about myself and cares about the world? Are you going to be a person who wants to do all things that are good and beautiful? Are you going to be a person that is loving and gentle and caring? How many bad people do you know in the world? How many people that are really not nice at all, that are not courteous, that are not loving, that are not gentle? How many people do you know like that? Oh, you read about them in storybooks, you read about them on the newspaper now and then, but of all the people in the world, how many are not nice people? How many do not have goals that everyone would feel are desirable goals and good purposes in life? Not very many. And even those, if we understood what that person was all about, we'd understand that they were not bad. They were just misdirected or whatever we might feel they are, but they're not bad. Because there are no bad people on earth. There are no evil people on earth. All are divinely created. Yes. All are divinely created and all are divine. All are glorious. All are good. All are beautiful. Truly, there are no bad people on earth. Every direction leads to truth. Every direction that everyone wants to take leads to truth. Now, what is truth? Truth is being happy. Truth is following your heart. Truth is being a person that you respect and you honor and you appreciate. Are you that kind of person? Have you ever done any bad things in your life? Have you ever done any dumb things in your life? Have you ever done stupid things in your life? Have you ever been reprimanded for anything in your life? Okay, that's fine. Now, that reprimand, did it take? Did you decide that whatever you were reprimanded for, you're not going to do anymore? Did you decide that whatever you were chastised for, that you're going to put that away and go for a better direction? If that's the case, then that's beautiful. Then that direction led to truth for you, because perhaps it was a smaller incident that you were chastised for. Whereas later, if you hadn't been chastised for it and you've gotten away with it often, it could have become a big thing, and then it could become something that was a little more difficult to overcome, a little more difficult to be forgiven for by you. You see, all things in life, all of our virtues and all of our vices, all these things are only accepted or forgiven by ourselves. The rest of the world makes no difference. The rest of the world goes about living their life, and their lives are the important ones. But you and I, we can only live our life. Of the 7 billion people on earth, are you living your life as graciously and wonderfully and beautifully as you can? Does your life lead to you, for you, to truth? I believe it does. I know mine does. My life leads to truth. Every single adventure that I've ever had, I had it, and then I allowed it to be part of my good nature, part of my beneficial nature. I didn't maudlin over it. I didn't feel that I had been badly used. I didn't feel that it was all wrong, it was all bad. I just released it. And I went on to the idea that all is in divine order now. I released that every direction leads to truth. Truly, every direction leads to truth. And I am on the path to truth. Actually, I'm not on the path to truth. I am truth. For if I were to really recognize who and what I am, if I were to really recognize how things were going in this world, I'd come to the realization that all is good and very good. All is wonderful. Every human being, every creative entity in the universe, animal, mineral, vegetables, whatever they are, it doesn't matter. They're all on the path of truth. The direction they're going is the direction to truth. Every direction leads to truth, and your direction, my direction, all directions lead to truth. And so I say to myself, this is a wonderful direction. This is a beautiful direction. This is a powerful direction. And the direction that I'm going is a direction of unconditional love. I live in the direction of unconditional love. I live in the ideal of unconditional love. All my world is unconditional love. I love myself first. I respect myself first. I honor myself first. I release the past myself first, and I live in the present, in the direction that I'm going today, in the movement that I'm going today. I live in it. And I let go of all those adventures that are past. I let go of all those experiences that are past. They may have been good. They may have been not good. But what they were experiences of the past. They were where I was then. Now, where am I now? Where am I now on my pathway, on my direction to truth? All directions lead to truth. And I'm on a direction. Now you say, wouldn't it be nice to be on a lot of directions at once, you know, so you can get them all over with quickly? No. There's only one direction that really we want to learn, and that really we want to learn to follow. And if all of us could learn to follow this one direction, we would live truly in unconditional love every moment of our life. We would live unconditional love, not because we want that, not because we delight in that, not because it's so wonderful and so important, but we would live unconditional love because that's the direction we're going. And the direction of unconditional love is to go within myself, to go within yourself, to go within and there meet the divine self that each of us is. We go within to the divine self that each of us is, and as we go within and find that divine self that each of us is, we are living in paradise. We are living in bliss. We are living the ideal way for all beings. All directions lead to truth. Some may go around the world and find it. Some may go into their inner heart and find it. And it doesn't matter which journey any of us take. It's only the reality that each of us is taking that journey to truth, to the awareness of truth, which always was within us, always will be within us, always is an expression of everything good and beautiful. And because of that, every direction leads to truth. And I know that, and you know that, and we are that. And how wonderful it is. Yes, join with me on the direction to truth that goes within my own heart, my own inner being. And as I go within to my own inner truth, my own inner being, I find there life eternal, unconditional love, and the fullness of bliss. How wonderful it is. See you there. I love you. I love you. I love you.